Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Mike Liss is our 9 News Broncos insider. Joins us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Hey, Mike, who are you rooting for to win this weekend? Not as a reporter, just you. You know, Mr. Let's go to Frisco for dinner, Mike Liss. Like, who are you? Just say, hey, that'd be a fun Super Bowl. What are you hoping for?
Definitely the Packers. I grew up a Packer fan, and I want Aaron Rodgers to kind of stamp his greatness by getting to a Super Bowl, and probably even would, you know, I'm pulling for the Packers from here on out. And then in the AFC, I'm torn. I usually really enjoy watching Patrick Mahomes, but this Josh Allen really impressed me. I've been saying for a little while now, and people are more and more people are starting to say it. I think Josh Allen's getting right there with Patrick Mahomes. What I saw that Saturday at Empower Field, mm-hmm. I'm not sure Patrick Mahomes could do any more than what Josh Allen. So right. I think.
Easy. Let's see him do it a few years here. Easy, everyone. It's all over the place today. Yeah, why is everybody doing that today?
Yeah, that's kind of out here, you know, hyping the game. And you're right. You know, Mahomes has done it for 2 years, 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And Allen's done it to this level one. But it'll be interesting to see if they got something going here, if this is going to be a Brady Manning thing. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, it should be. Let's hope it is, right?
Yeah. It's a different type of quarterback, obviously. You got the stationary, cerebral, pocket quarterbacks that were great, and now these guys are more athletes, more schoolyard type style. I think it'd be fascinating, but I cutting to it, I think I'm leaning toward rooting for the Bills.
Hey, Mike, this is a little bit out of left field here, but give me a Juwan James update. Where do you think the Broncos are with Juwan James? Do you think they'll go into the season with him as the main and only plan to be their starting right tackle?
No, I mean, they got so Elijah is a free agent now, right?
Right, right.
And, okay, and who else
Dodson's
do they have
out
agent.
There?
Dodson's a free agent. Boy, I would work to bring Elijah back, you know, on a smaller deal, rather quickly. And I tell you what, guys, if I'm the Broncos, I'm not sure you bring Juwan James back. I know you'd have to eat another $10 million, but you've already had to eat, you had to eat $17 million. So that would be eating $27 million for nothing. How good is he going to be after 2 years off?
Oh, I have no faith in him whatsoever. It just felt like financially you were just tied to it. However, you know, we got new general manager. He didn't make that decision. I mean, he's going to work it out with Rich Hurtado, and they may be like, listen, this is going to sting a little bit, but you didn't do this, so goodbye.
I think that's a possibility. I really do.
That makes the most sense.
Of letting them go?
Yeah. I mean, look at Bowles. Look what Fangio said.
That's
about
what I was going to say. You know, yeah. Bowles basically said he's got to earn the trust back. And it goes back that the medical staff was, thought he should have been able to play the first year. And, you know, Juwan wasn't very happy about that. That's got a chance to go down as the worst of the worst of the free agent signings. But I don't know. If he comes back and he gets something out of him, maybe he is a little hungry. He's just rusty. Right tackles aren't easy to find. And you know, like Tyler's saying there, these guys are gone. The right tackles they had last year are gone. It's just something. This right tackle position, really, since they switched our man Orlando inside from the after the 2013 Super Bowl. They have, that has been a sore spot for the Broncos.
Well, thank God they didn't move up two spots for Tristan Wirfs, and we got Jerry Jeudy instead. That, I mean, who could have seen that coming except for everybody?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I know, and before that, the criticism was they should have taken Ramczyk as a right tackle at number 20 instead of Bowles at left tackle. And, you know, now Bowles has worked out okay. We'll see. You got a new guy in charge, new eyes, new evaluator. You'll figure it out.
What else is new this week? What's going on in Bronco land?
You know, just getting word, I talked to Atwater and Rod Smith to Tony Jones, offensive tackle for the Broncos Super Bowl teams, passed away. Only 54 years old.
Oh, man.
And so that's that news. We're just now getting word of that news.
That's horrible.
That is, Atwater kind of broke the news. And, you know, all the Bronco players, there's about 17 that are on a group chat.
Yeah.
They stay in regular contact, the old Super Bowl 32, 33 guys.
Right.
And so they're all talking about that. So,
I'm so sorry. What was the cause? Do we know?
No. Do not know.
50,
but he started
54.
At right tackle. Yeah. He started at right tackle for the Super Bowl 32 team that just steamrolled the Packers in 32. You remember, Gilbert, who was the big guy they had, the 360, Gilbert.
No.
Is it Gilbert Jones?
Gilbert. What was his name? Something Gilbert, yeah.
Terrell Davis was the MVP. And then Gary Zimmerman retired after Super Bowl 32, and Tony Jones went over to the left side. And, you know, Rod Smith said he was the life of the party, great guy.
Man, that sucks.
Rod Smith was telling me a story how he came out. He was tired, you know, running some routes, and he came out and Justin's armor went in there and dropped the ball. And Alex Gibbs was yelling at Rod Smith, "What are you doing out?" You know, they blamed Rod Smith. And he said, "I'm tired, man." And T-Bone, they called him. Tony Jones went over and said, "Rod, we need you every play." And Rod Smith said from then on, he never came out. Mm. So, he meant a lot. He meant a lot to those guys. He was only there 4 years. 97 to 2000, but obviously two of the best years in Broncos history.
Well, very sorry to hear that. That's sad, and thank you for your reporting on that. That's
right.
We didn't know, and I'm sure that's a shock to a lot of fans out there, too. So, tough stuff. All right, Mike. All right. Well, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and who do you guys got tomorrow in the conference or Sunday?
Well, I want it to be the Bills and the Bucks, which means it's probably going to be the Chiefs and the Packers. But, you know, for my time served in Buffalo, 5.5 years, and the 11 years that I lived in Central and Western New York, I just cannot put into words how much it would mean to that
community. Can you just answer the question?
I'm just telling you who I'm rooting for, that's all. And I know it's. I don't know how you beat Patrick Mahomes, though.
You know, and it is, and that would be incredible, and say a lot for the NFL, that Buffalo and Green Bay, two of the smallest markets in America, would be in the Super Bowl. It's one of the beauties. It's one of the great things about the NFL.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have revenue sharing and you have a salary cap and you have a draft and free agency that's even for all teams. It literally does not matter where you play aside from are you okay living? Is Josh Allen okay living in Cheektowaga? And is it all right for Aaron Rodgers to be in Green Bay, I guess? You know,
I mean, you go back to the mid-90s with Brett Favre. I mean, the Packers have had a franchise top five quarterback he joined the Packers in 92. The Packers have had a top five quarterback, Green Bay, for 28, 29 years in a row.
Mm.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And so, They've had two Super Bowl wins during that, and I'm kind of pulling for him to get a third, but we'll see. We'll see. I do not want Brady. I do. I'm done with Brady. You know,
Brady. It's a hell of a story, though, man. Plus, the Super Bowl's in Tampa.
Oh yeah, but Brady's. You know,
he's a carpetbagger. I know.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah.
All right, we'll let you go. Thank you, Mike.
See ya.
By the way, and thank you. We've got a good listener out there, Gilbert Brown.
Gilbert Brown. Yep.
Ah, man, that is so sad about Tony Jones. That sucks. Oh, man, so Tony Jones passes away at age 54. That is sad news for Broncos country. Okay. All right, we'll come back. We have football four coming up next.